Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. What's a kite? Sure, it's one of those kids' toys made of paper and sticks and held on a string to catch the wind and climb high. Of course, there was also Benjamin Franklin's kite, and today's multicolored kites of fanciful shapes. They're no mere kids' toys, but fun for all. Such kites seem to have their origin in China more than 3,000 years ago. But long before those Chinese kites, there were other kites that are still with us today. Birds we call kites. Toy kites take their name from the Old English word for these birds. Like their toy counterpart, a feathered kite can hang motionless, suspended in the air, then dive and twist and turn with little flapping of its wings. These kites are hawks that feed on insects such as dragonflies, and small lizards and snakes that they deftly pluck from the ground or vegetation as they sail by. Among the most aerially adept and graceful of kites, Florida's swallow-tailed kite even drinks and bays on the wing as it swoops and glides, performing feats on the wing in the course of its daily activities that flyers of those other kites can only dream of. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of the most graceful and beautiful of American birds of prey is a summer resident of Florida that makes its home in our wetlands, but can also be seen over city boulevards. The bird I'm speaking of is the swallow-tailed kite, a striking white hawk with a black back, long pointed white-lined black wings, and a deeply forked black tail. The contrasting black and white seem to dress this bird in formal attire. The swallow-tailed kite nests in wetland areas through most of Florida, in scattered swamps across the southeastern coastal plain, and in Central America. These birds spend their winters in northern South America. Swallow-tailed kites arrive in Florida by mid-March and usually leave us by mid-September. During their stay with us, they feed on insects, lizards, frogs, snakes, and even small fish and bats, grasping prey with their feet as they sail by. These hunters ride the winds, twisting and diving like giant swallows, yet rarely flapping their wings. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Ecotourism is alive and well in Florida, and no group of animals brings more ecotourists to Florida than our birds. Over 700 different kinds of birds can be found in North America, and over 400 kinds are known from Florida. A few are rarely seen in North America outside of our state. One of those Florida specialties is the swallow-tailed kite, a spectacular black and white hawk with a long forked tail. The swallow-tailed kite is known for its buoyant, graceful flight and a lack of fear of humans, such that it can be seen sailing over city streets. What most people don't realize is that this bird was once found throughout the Southeast and up major rivers as far as Nebraska, Minnesota, and Ohio. What happened? Swallow-tailed kites disappeared as a result of a complex web of interacting factors. Clearing of bottomland forests for agriculture, draining of wetlands, indiscriminate shooting of an easy target, and reduction in its food supply as a result of pesticides. For now, the swallowtail kite is a must-see bird for ecotourists, a visual reminder of Florida's natural beauty, and a living barometer of the health of our environment. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Although swallow-tailed kites return to Florida each spring from their winter home in the tropics, we know little about their travels. The earliest birds arrive in southwest Florida, and it may be a week or two before they reach the southeast coast. 2 to 3 weeks later, they reach north Florida. Once here, we see them sailing low over wetlands and other open areas in search of food. On migration, they are seldom seen. Apparently, they fly high, direct, and in small groups. Some have been seen in South America crossing the Andes at altitudes of more than 15,000 feet. What we know about their travel suggests that South Florida swallowtail kites migrate through the Caribbean from South America, whereas North Florida birds make their way overland, coming around the Gulf of Mexico, perhaps from a different wintering area. In late summer, swallowtail kites gather in large roosts. One in the Everglades has included more than 2,000 birds, perhaps three-fourths of the North American nesting population. They seem to leave this area in small groups, but the details of their journey remain a mystery. We've learned a lot about bird migration, but the swallowtail kite shows us how much more there is to know. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. A swallowtail kite is a very specialized hawk, one that seems a real aristocrat among birds. Its white head, belly, and wing linings contrast boldly with its black back, upper wings, and long, gracefully forked tail. It almost seems to be wearing formal attire. In the air, a swallowtail kite is sheer elegance, able to ride motionless on the wind, dive, turn with precision, and then climb rapidly with only the most gentle of wing and tail movements. Those long tails serve as precision rudders as this kite responds to every nuance of a gentle breeze. So at home in the air are these birds that they even eat and drink as they fly. Swallowtail kites are often very social birds, and when they return in spring from the American tropics, they typically travel in small groups, sometimes including as many as 50 individuals. Soon after their arrival in North America, the groups begin to break up as pairs begin courtship. Courting males and females fly in close formation as they go through spectacular aerobatics, each demonstrating to the other the abilities needed to secure food for hungry young. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.